The Australian government is trying to re-establish itself as the dominant nation in the South Pacific. The Foreign Affairs Minister, Julie Bishop, is using a trip to Papua New Guinea and Tonga to spruik the benefits of fresh aid spending and official visits. It comes as China and increasing Asian investment challenge Australia's dominance in the region. PNG correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
Under a new Australian aid program in the New Guinea Islands, drums will be used as a disaster warning system. But they also heralded the visit of Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop, making her first trip to the outer province of New Ireland.
I was told that this was a very special place, that we had some Australian projects here.
The minister hasn't come to this remote place to enjoy island culture. She wants to show that Australia cares about its neighbours.
We believe that we're the natural partner of choice, along with New Zealand, for the islands of the Pacific, and that's demonstrated here in PNG, where we work across a whole range of areas.
Australia's dominance in the Pacific has been under threat in recent years, as its business interests are replaced by Asian investment and an increasing amount of Chinese aid. Meanwhile, Australia slashed its aid spending and said future aid would be more focused on training and overall economic growth than the direct funding of programs. The Governor of New Ireland, former PNG Prime Minister Julius Chan, told Julie Bishop that the shine was coming off Australia and PNG's relationship.
I actually told Australia that it is very crucially important that we keep the last year between our friendship, which was established during the war years, and thereafter, but now we're losing that last year.
Papua New Guinea's Foreign Minister, Rimbing Pato, disagrees.
Australia has not lost its focus. It's true there may be some issues in terms of where the focus has been, but look, the world is globalizing. There's a greater need for focus, greater need for partnership, and we're working together as we always have.
Australia was the first country to respond to PNG's recent earthquake disaster and has been the most generous foreign donor towards relief efforts. In New Ireland, Julie Bishop launched a new project to build wells and toilets for women and girls in isolated villages. But that's the type of aid Australia's been moving away from. Instead, it's investing heavily in governance and training programs in Papua New Guinea, a country with notorious and continuing problems of corruption and weak institutions of state. The Australian government must be hoping its approach will bear fruit before competitors like China exploit weak governance in the Pacific more than they already have. From New Ireland, this is Eric Torchek, reporting for AM.